This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today, Cora Mandy. She's a senior official with the EPA and joins us in a moment. First off, an announcement at USDA for more domestic fertilizer. Kansas Representative Tracy Mann.
I look at our family's farm. My brother, I think, literally is sitting on a tractor right now planting corn. Our yields have dramatically increased since I was growing up on that farm, somewhat because of equipment, somewhat because of seed technology, but mostly because of fertilizer. Fertilizer is what helps our fantastic farmers feed the world, which is why these announcements this morning are so exciting. Getting this project in Louisiana up and going, busting through the red tape matters. Getting FPAP back focused on actually increasing fertilizer production matters. Matters to our country. Food security is national security. These are great announcements, and they cannot come soon enough.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Cora Mandy. Cora is a senior official with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, in Washington, D.C. Cora, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Tony. It's great to be here.
All right. Lots going on at the EPA. But before we jump in, we hear EPA a whole lot. I mean, it's just an acronym that's out there. But if you came across somebody who never had heard of the EPA, maybe it's kind of like an elevator speech, if you will. But when you're telling somebody, here's what the EPA does, is it easy to kind of summarize?
You know, Tony, I think so. The EPA is really focused on our core statutory obligations of protecting human health and the environment. So to break that down at the most base level, that is protecting clean air, land, and water for all Americans. And a major focus here at the Trump EPA has also been, you know, deregulatory actions that allow us to unleash economic growth, unleash American energy dominance, while also prioritizing these statutory obligations that allow us to deliver clean air, land, and water for all Americans. And, you know, under President Trump's leadership, Administrator Zeldin has really been able to deliver and show that it's not a binary choice. We can protect the environment, grow the economy, support our farmers, and we're doing it all at the Trump EPA.
Okay, let's jump in. A really new tool here that could be a game changer for the citrus industry. All we have to do is look at Florida and see how they've been devastated by citrus greening. Is there help on the way?
There is help on the way. We just had a big announcement last week. Caricea is a new citrus rootstock that we approved here at EPA, and this is going to help citrus trees defend themselves against citrus greening disease. And for folks who don't know what that is, it's a bacterial infection that has really been devastating to America's citrus industry. It has destroyed more than 90% of Florida's citrus production over the past two decades. So if you want to take a look at the numbers here, at the industry's peak in 2003 to 2004, growers produced 292 million boxes of citrus. Now, today's harvest is 5% of that total. So the industry has just faced extraordinary pressure. There has not been a tool out there for farmers to be able to combat this disease. And this really offers a great new option for citrus farmers to combat this bacterial infection. So what it does is it makes edits to the tree's own existing genes. It disrupts the interaction between citrus plants and the bacteria that causes the greening that makes the harvest not viable. And, you know, our EPA is committed to gold standard science, robust reviews, and we really took a hard look at Caricea, and this rootstock is extraordinarily safe. It allows the tree to better resist the disease, and you know, it's going to result in a stronger food supply and lower costs for Americans because it'll really help bolster the citrus industry.
I'm so glad that you kind of explained how this tool will work. We keep hearing that farmers need more tools in their toolbox when it comes to, you know, options for dealing with pests and weeds. And there's been a backlog over the years at the EPA. Has that been a priority to try to work through this backlog?
Absolutely. So chemicals and pesticides touch every corner of Americans' life, from the food that you see on your tables to the medicines in your cabinets. And it is critical that we continue to innovate on that front. And under the Biden EPA, there was a massive backlog. It delayed safe and innovative products from making it to market. And it really left American growers and producers, and particularly in limbo. So in just a year at the Trump EPA, we've really worked hard to address that. As of April, the pesticide backlog stood at approximately 8,000. It was down from over 14,600 on January 20th, 2025. So not only did we reduce the backlog by more than 6,000 in that first year, but we also absorbed thousands of new submissions during that time, and we're working to address them with that same commitment to gold standard science, rigorous review, and making sure that anything that reaches Americans' tables, their medicine cabinets, any tools that growers are using in the field are safe, and that Americans can feel confident in that.
Another area that I know you've been working on, and we've heard your boss, Administrator Selden, kind of tee this up as well. It actually deals with equipment. We might not normally think of EPA and something like a tractor, but it's another acronym here, DEF. What's happening on that front?
Right. So DEF, diesel exhaust fluid. Administrator Selden actually traveled to all 50 states during his first 9 months as EPA administrator. And across the country, he heard from farmers everywhere about DEF system failures, or diesel exhaust fluid system failures. Essentially, what a DEF system failure does is cause sudden speed losses and shutdowns, and that not only compromises the safety and productivity of these vehicles for farmers and for truck drivers, but it can really create a cost impact and an impact come harvest season for farmers. So the Trump EPA has been all over fixing the DEF issue. In February, we issued guidance restoring Americans' right to repair their non-road diesel equipment. And this guidance basically stopped manufacturers from using the Clean Air Act to limit access to tools and softwares, or to repair tools and software, so that Americans can do it themselves. And this has made repairs, this will make repairs cheaper for Americans. And it will also ensure that farmers can opt for the latest options on the market when it comes to diesel equipment, because they now have the ability to repair systems themselves instead of relying on manufacturers who have rights to the software to do it.
Yeah. And again, we don't normally think of EPA and, you know, that right to repair. As we wrap up, though, I'm going to step back and just say, is there anything else that Cora's been watching, you've been kind of focused on, something coming down the road? Is there anything else we need to have in mind when it comes to the EPA?
You know, the Trump EPA is going to continue delivering for America's farmers. We're committed to reducing that pesticide backlog. We are also committed to advancing continuing to advance policies that make it easier for America's farmers to repair their equipment, to make cost of living more affordable for all Americans. And as farmers and producers and growers are the backbone of our American economy, we're really focused on finding ways to meet them where they are, issuing clear guidance that is simple to follow and adhere to, that creates no regulatory confusion, and that ultimately results in cleaner air, land, and water for all Americans, and safe food on the market.
Cora, so good to visit with you. Thank you for your time, and hopefully you'll come back and see us soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Tony.
Cora Mandy is a senior official at the Environmental Protection Agency in Washington, D.C. And this is the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Energy Secretary Chris Wright at USDA earlier in the week.
America has a history of an industrial powerhouse, and we are the hydrocarbon superpower of the world. Everything this administration is doing is to reverse those policies, to grow American energy production, to reindustrialize, so to take a lot of that energy and produce abundant, low-cost fertilizers for American farmers. You heard about this fabulous blue project in Louisiana that'll be the world's largest ammonia fertilizer production plant. Why is that plant not done? The Biden administration wanted it to have carbon capture, wanted it to fit their climate crazy agenda, and it stalled that plant that should be feeding American farms today. But that permit will be issued soon, and that plant will be up. The second loan from the Energy Dominance Finance Office in the Department of Energy, authorized by the One Big Beautiful Bill, or Working Families Tax Cut Act, last summer, our second loan was to a facility in Indiana, near West Terre Haute, Indiana, to take coal, gasification, and produce ammonia fertilizer. We have an even bigger project in Michigan to get domestic potash production rising in the United States. Food is the most important industry you have. We take it for granted. We're not here without it. We love the American farmers. The Energy Department, the Agriculture Department, the EPA, and both houses of Congress, at least all of the Republicans, are working together and relentlessly focused on helping America's farmers by drawing down your costs, respecting you, and thanking you for making our country great.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin.
We've been working closely with USDA and especially these members of Congress, and working closely with the Army Corps of Engineers on waters of the United States. We have farmers who, because of past administrations over-regulating their land, a farmer has to go out and hire an attorney or a consultant, pay them to tell them whether or not water on their property is a water of the United States. Well, President Trump wants simplicity. He wants that farmer to have an easier way of life. And we've heard it time and again, whether it's fertilizer, it's right to repair, it's diesel exhaust fluid, it's federal regulation. We're going to do everything in our power to prove that we can both pursue thriving farms and cleaner, healthier, safer land, air, and water. We will not relent any day.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson.
Our farmers know that we're listening to them, that we care. They saw that in the Farm Food and National Security Act, where we actually have provisions in there to eliminate DEF for our farmers. This is listening as well, and not just listening, but taking action, taking serious what they need. It does take a whole of government approach to address complicated supply chains, and certainly fertilizer is one of those. Short-term relief has to be balanced with long-term stability in fertilizer production. And I think the things that we're talking about today that are in motion fall into all three categories. Some that will be immediate success, some that will be intermediate, and obviously some that will be long-term. So at the end of the day, we are going to be less reliant on foreign countries for this vital input.
It's the Agribusiness Report.